There you go.
There you go.
All right. Well done.
Well, we're going to eat something sweet. Halloween's not too far away. We always like to talk with the dentist at this time of the year, too. And, you know, because...
Why?
Well, because the things that the candy can do to your teeth. And, and we've talked to Dr. Scott Nagy before about the Halloween buyback, but he also has something else to join us to talk about this morning. Morning, Dr. Nagy. Appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to be with you again.
We know that you have your Halloween candy buyback. Let's, before we get back to talk about that a little bit, which is happening obviously after Halloween, you have something special happening tomorrow. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so of course the buyback is going to be our 8th annual, so we're excited about that. But tomorrow we are having an event called Dentistry from the Heart. And what we're doing is giving to the community completely free dentistry day. We're focused on adults that don't have dental coverage. So we're giving them a choice of having a filling done, an extraction, or doing a cleaning for them. So we're going to start that. That'll be at the office on Ohio Street, 406 Ohio Street in Elyria. We had hoped to have that event at our new location. It's going to be on Abbey Road just because there's more capacity there. But we got a little late in our renovation, and we don't want to get too late with colder weather, so we're going to have it at Ohio Street.
Now, Dr. Nagy, just are you moving to a different location, or are you expanding to two locations now?
Well, our plan is to move to a new location so we can expand.
Okay.
So we'll be taking our whole practice to a place that has better parking, more capacity, and then we can take care of more people. So we're excited about that.
I've seen your building. It looks like your building at one time used to be like an old service station or something. Is that correct or something? It has a unique look to it.
Well, actually, it's the where Alan Thorley Deloitte was set up for years out on Abbey Road.
Well, that's your new location. I was talking about the Ohio Street location that you're currently.
Oh, the Ohio Street? Oh, no. Actually, that's been a physician's office or dental office for quite some time.
Well, let's...
Tri-City Medicine was in there.
But, you've got this special, the free dental day. How is it that you got involved with this? I know you have missions that you go on, right?
Sure. So the last couple of years, we've done some mission work in the Dominican Republic. So we do that through an organization called CMDA, which is the Christian Medical and Dental Association. And some of the discussion that I would have with my colleagues that we would do the work with was, what are we going to do when we get back home? You know, and even though the resources in general are different here in the States, we really felt like taking a good look at the community. And, you know, I was born and grew up in Elyria, so Lorain County, you know, I have a heart for Lorain County. And, you know, that's one thing to be able to come back and just really take care of our community. So,
Doctor, is there a particular candy that people drop a lot off?
It's usually the things that the kids don't really like to eat, believe it or not. So we kind of encourage them to keep their favorites, but give us the stuff that would last until Easter. So, yeah, that's a lot of fun. So our 8th annual candy buyback is coming up. We're going to do that for November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. During normal business hours. In the past, we've done just separate events, and we've decided to kind of spread it out a little bit to give people some different opportunity to come in. You know, when we started, we were kind of full in to the Iraq War, and it was a lot of fun to send the candy directly to the troops. And now we're working more with the USO. And when we do our buyback, we take the amount of candy. Last year, I think we had around 300 pounds. We've had up to 900 pounds for different events that we've done. But we take it and we drive it out to Bainbridge, to the USO, and then they distribute it. They actually do send some overseas, but they distribute a lot of it to their local welcome centers where they have at the airports. So we know it's being put to good use.
We're talking this morning to Dr. Scott Nagy, who has several things going on. One, of course, that we talk about here, the Halloween candy buyback, which begins on Tuesday the 3rd, running through Thursday the 5th of November. And you can drop off the candy there as well. And it's a good chance to get kids into the dentist just to meet you on a non-threatening situation where sometimes, you know, there's a little bit of a I don't know, anxiety maybe going to the dentist. And if people haven't been to the dentist, tomorrow is the day where you're encouraging people who are over 18 but maybe don't have the insurance but still have issues that they have to deal with for your dentistry from the heart. Do people need to just come in? What's the requirements for that so that you're
going? What's the process? So the process is we're set up as a kind of a first come, first serve. We will have a registration area. We're going to start registration at 7:30, and we're planning on doing treatment through until 5 p.m. So as people kind of follow through, there'll be an intake area where we'll do triage. So we'll collect some information about health history, et cetera, and find out exactly what our guest would be interested in as far as treatment, and then kind of move them through the office accordingly. So we're going to have a volunteer group also, probably about, we're estimating 20 to 25 people. And so we have a big crew ready to help. We're also really, we've kind of expanded on the original dentistry from the heart idea. And we've kind of created an embellishment of that. We're calling it dentistry for the soul. So what we're doing is we're hoping to be able to connect with people in a faith-focused manner and talk about if they're seeking a church family or if they want to really just talk about their faith and share the gospel with them. We're working with the Elyria Baptist Church and the Restoration Church. So we're going to have some volunteers there ready to be able to care for people in that way as well.
And as you mentioned, you'll do fillings, extractions, cleanings, a little bit of choose from. Many times I assume people just think I have tooth pain. They're not sure what it is they might need.
Exactly. You mentioned some apprehension. Conditions are always easier to solve the earlier in the condition. So I suspect that people that don't have access or easy access just by default let conditions progress. So we expect to be able to help a lot of people with those tomorrow and just really do our best to make them comfortable. Most people really have an idea of the main thing that's bothering them. So we'll be able to focus on that and help them. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, give people back their smile, right, Doctor?
That's it. It all starts with a smile.
Dr. Scott Nagy, the dentist this morning, joining us, talking about the dentistry from the heart, which is going on tomorrow, and then, of course, the Halloween candy buyback beginning on Tuesday the 3rd. Again, his office at 406 Ohio Street in Elyria. Dr. Nagy, thanks for sharing a bit of your morning, and let's encourage everyone this morning to start their day with some flossing. How about that?
Brushing and flossing, that's a great way to start.
Thanks very
Thank
much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye-bye. Make it a great day.